Scene 11, The Viper's Nest.
Here, give us another cuppa.
No more tea until you've mastered your lines.
Oh, go on. Just one more. Go on, just a little sip. Oh, I can handle it. Oh, I can, honestly, I can. I could stop any time I wanted. In fact, I'm thinking of kicking the habit after this next one. I've got to come off it slowly, like.
Not until you've rehearsed your wireless broadcast.
What broadcast, Chief?
Please concentrate. I'll go through this one more time. When the legions of evil ransack the country, you, Dick Barton, will make a broadcast to the nation.
I keep telling you, I'm not Dick Barton.
Oh, really? And who are you then?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe another cup of char might refresh my memory.
When you've rehearsed the broadcast.
Oh, give it here. I can't say this. It ain't natural. You can tell it's been written by a foreigner.
Very well, in your own words.
Whatcha, mateys? It's your old mucker, Dickie Barton here. How are you diddling? Here, I'll tell you what, though. If you should notice foreign johnnies in jack boots marching through your backyard, take no notice. They're only having a laugh. You've got to laugh, ain't you? That's what I say. Oh, when you're smiling. Oh, when you're smiling. Oh, anyway, toodle pip, Twiggles, and have another cup on your old governor, Mrs. Barton's boy, Wiki.
Good God, I always knew British intelligence was a contradiction in terms.
Oxymoron.
That's quite enough from you. Now, if we only knew the whereabouts of the rest of the tea supplies.
We found the Minister of Rationing.
Sir Stanley Fritters, where is he?
His butler Charlton's a recent convert to Ifil. He says Fritters is holed up at Fishfinger's Wharf in Wapping, but he's a tough one. Charlton don't reckon he'll crack.
You underestimate me. I perfected my innate wolf cruelty on the smaller borders at Eton. He'll snap as easily as Ridlington Smythe Minor on the third day of Michaelmas term. The secret is to threaten the teddy bear.
We've discovered his daughter's hiding out at Dick Barton's HQ.
Almost as good. Have her brought here to the Viper's Nest. I'm off to Fishfinger Wharf.
What shall I do with him?
Lock him in that old shack down by the railway track.
Here, matey, you've got a kind face. Spare us a cup of tea.
Where is he? Where is my darling?
Evening, Miss Heartburn.
All right, Twinkle. You're in a bit of a mither, ain't you?
My angel, we are reunited.
Oh, another duck.
It's not him.
What?
That's not him. It's not Dick Barton.
How can you tell?
Barton is a master lover. This is the kiss of a tenantless peasant. Ugh.
Are you sure?
Well, you try. Did his tongue pulsate inside you with the intensity of a lightning flash over a Bavarian lake at midnight?
No. I see what you mean.
This is an imposter. I must find my beloved. I must find Dick Barton.
I kept telling everyone I wasn't him.
You'd better start saying your prayers, whoever you are.
What are you going to do with me?
That will be for the Baron to decide. Meanwhile, you'll cool your heels down by the railway with no tea.
No, you've got to give me tea. I need it. I need me Wosey Lee.
I don't think so, my unlucky friend. It's train spotting time for you.
Meanwhile, it's nearly midnight with not a sign of Barton. Britain's hopes rest with a new hero, Rick Tartan, special agent. But things are not going well for the Scotch sleuth as he wanders lost in the desolate maze of London's Docklands.